theme song. Oh yeah, that one too.
Galadriel.
Okay. Welcome once again to Postmodern Cowboys. We are in Anthony's car, the four of us. And today, we are talking about none other than the fine topic of spring break.
Spring break!
We're also in the parking lot of Safeway, which is a great way to start your spring break, in my opinion.
There's no better way.
I mean, my spring break started yesterday.
So you guys are all on spring break.
Yeah.
I don't go here.
I don't go to Safeway.
I'm always on spring break. I don't go to sleep.
You're always on. So is spring break like a mentality that you?
It's Christmas. It's New Year's. It's
what's the concept of breaking?
It's not. It's definitely spring. It's my birthday.
Oh, is that?
We're gonna party like spring break is every day. We're gonna sip a card.
So spring break is in you. And you are in it.
No.
I'm not sure what's going on here with Michelle, but.
Why do we still have our seatbelts on?
Oh. Safeway, seatbelt, safety.
Truth.
So for me, spring break is characterized by watching the movie Spring Breakers.
You watched that?
I watched that. There's a film friend of mine who really likes that.
A film friend, I get it. Friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, okay. Not real. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah. But anyways, I just realized that I have outgrown the Disney Channel every time I watch that. And
how sad.
Yeah.
Sad? I feel like I grow into it after. But I've never seen the movie.
There comes a point where you outgrow the Disney Channel. It just happens. It's just the day that happens in someone's life.
What about you, Anthony? How do you typically characterize your spring break?
Well, I just had my spring break. I had it last week.
Oh, right.
So it kind of feels a little strange talking about it now. But I get it. You guys are all in it now. I don't know when it became like this, like, pilgrimage to Miami. Like, when did that happen?
You
know? I think, well, for me, all I know is the movie Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers.
As far as I can tell, it was when that movie came out.
Yeah, and like these, like endless, like, parties on the beach. Like, if I think you're gonna be, the most uncomfortable place to have a party is on the beach.
Why?
Because you get all sandy and stuff.
But you get tan, you get the drink. And then you do the dancing, then you sleep when tired.
With others?
And then you do it again.
I mean, yeah, but, like, you're outside, and, like, it's
but
hot and humid.
Then, and
That's
then
true.
You get the drinking, and then you do the sleep.
Well, being born
then
in New Jersey.
Then you wake up, do it again.
Being born in New Jersey,
and plus, I was actually on Yik Yak yesterday, and I saw Yak, how to lose 15 pounds in 3 days. And, yeah.
Give me that.
And I feel
what?
Like...
What? You think I lie? Give me that.
I feel like it's, like, pressure, right? Since you're gonna be partying on the beach all week. Like, you need to look like you have to have a bikini body for that.
Nice.
I think it's very exclusive, this whole party on the beach thing.
I feel like partying is exclusive. Some people just don't get party invited.
Miami reminds me of, like... a pool before it has like chlorine in it. You know?
What is it? What reminds you of?
A pool without chlorine.
But what reminds you of?
Miami.
Miami.
Like full of old people?
No, it just feels really dirty when
I've
say that word. It feels like I'm cursing. Really.
Miami.
Oh, stop it.
You
better wash that mouth with soap.
I've never visited said panhandle state, but
that's Oklahoma.
I concur with your sentiments about the emotional effect that the phonetics of said state and popular capital.
That's not the capital.
I know, that's why I said popular capital.
Capital is Tallahassee.
Good job.
Tennessee, I think job. I stretched that sentence out too much to make any
yeah,
sense.
I lost you.
Yeah,
you see,
I
see
lost
for
myself
me for the last I don't know, like
in Miami.
I'm just gonna just go out there and say that I'm a good person, right?
Mm.
And that for,
good people
wow.
don't have to say
and,
that.
You know what? I feel like I have to because I don't think I come across as a good person. And,
good people don't have to say that either.
You know what, Matt? Shut up, okay? I'm telling you on the podcast to shut up. But
good
no.
people don't tell me to shut up.
For the last... Okay, when I was in college, spring break meant, like, going on service trips, right? See? So so that's why, for me, like, I never understood this whole let's go to, like, Miami and get sexed up. I don't know.
What?
What?
At what point did I say the sex?
You said the sleep.
I say...
You said they drink and they tan and they sleep.
Oh, that's what you think when they sleep?
Well, like...
Oh, no. Oh, poor thing. Okay. You know, sleep is like when you close eyes and then you lie down and then you do that for like a couple of hours.
Well, yeah, but people on spring break don't do that. They don't do that. They don't.
How do you celebrate spring break, my Eastern European friend?
Oh.
I hunt many bear.
Dang it!
I'd like to inform the listener, i.e. my dad, that before we recorded this podcast, we tried to have a who could keep the straight face the longest and not laugh. And Michelle was pretty close to winning. I think she did win. No, at one point she lost to Matt. But anyways.
To pimp, really. I lost to pimp.
Someone said the word pimp and she lost it.
You said the word pimp.
Oh, I said the word
thanks pimp. Thanks for reminding me.
Yes.
Thanks, me. No problem.
Really. Anyways.
Anytime, me.
Anyway.
In Eastern Europe, do they celebrate spring break?
Yeah, in your village. What happens in your village?
I do.
Oh jeez.
I do the sleep.
Oh, that was a low for nothing.
What about the beach?
Yeah, the beach.
Huh? No, in Poland you don't have beach.
That is the single most depressing sentence I've ever heard. In Poland, we don't know that beach.
It's luxury.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Only capitalists can afford a beach.
What about you, Matt? Do you celebrate spring break with rocks?
I'm allergic to break and spring.
And, well, not rocks.
Rocks. I live
rocks.
A dangerous life.
But
you major allergy. In your allergy.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Like me majoring in cats. Yeah. Or lactose.
Or me majoring in stupid people. Wait, I do kind of major in stupid people.
Then you're allergic to stupid
people? For all of your future
that
content.
That would be exactly. Like me majoring in nothing.
You're allergic to nothing.
My major is nothing.
I'm majoring in general studies.
What do people do with that?
I don't know. Is that an actual major? Anyways.
Liberal arts.
Oh, that's a major?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
In Andrews or like everywhere?
I think in general.
Okay.
What would you like to study? Arts of the liberal.
Of the liberal field.
So, I...
Conservative arts.
How do...
Chuck Norris.
Spring break.
I don't know. I am spending an evening on a beach, but okay. It's with two high school friends.
Brian, that's just disgusting.
Wait, yeah, so they're... am I.
Which beach?
An evening? Wait, what do you mean by evening?
No, I think they're intending to take a tent.
Whoa, that's
beach.
A bit
where
intense.
Beach? This,
I don't
beach?
Know.
What beach?
What is beach?
Hey, have you seen that black and white movie? Wait, I forgot what it was called. Dang it. But it's like, werewolf, darewolf.
Oh, jeez. Oh, it's called,
Herewolf.
It's called, Despicable Me.
Despicable Me.
Spring Break.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's really hard to understand you with your accent.
So what,
I just feel like this topic isn't that natural for us.
You know what?
Because we keep straying away from the, which is fine, but.
No, it's because I think we have a lot of stuff, too.
I think what we've learned is that, I don't think we like breaks that much.
No, but, like, this spring break, I'm gonna go in. No lie.
You're gonna go all in?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because this
all,
is
all bed?
This is like my last break where I can just have a break.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think
so
I just
we're
had
gonna
my
go
last
down
break.
To LA.
Uh-huh.
And then
who?
We're oh it's me, my friend from New York, and my two roommates. And we're gonna go down and then we're gonna go in. Yeah.
In? Because what does that mean?
So we have like this kind of bucket list that we kind of have.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. And so, like, one of the things is, like, I know it's really cheesy, but...
It's fine.
What is it?
Okay, fine. Don't judge me.
I won't. Well, we won't.
Brian's dad, don't judge me.
But Harry might.
Still
actually, Harry won't.
Harry won't.
Yeah.
Dad won't.
Yeah.
Right, Harry?
that's
a little informal. calling your dad, Harry.
Anyways.
Anyway. Yeah, like, one of the things is, like, one of us has to... Well, I think it has to be me. But, like, one of us has to go to Starbucks and then put our name... What is that? What's that girl's name? from the Hunger Games.
Katniss. Oh, Katniss.
No.
Primrose.
There we go.
Yes.
And so one of us has to put that on the cup.
Oh, you're going
to
say,
and
I
then
it.
Song, yeah. Co- yeah.
That's
I volunteer.
Good.
Yeah. So I like was... when they call out Primrose, then I have to be like, I volunteer as champion!
In the middle of some,
I know, that was super
of,
loud.
In the middle of Torrance's Starbucks, probably, right? That's going to be great.
I bet they get that every hour.
And then, like,
oh, not for... another Primrose.
And we also have, like, really tacky stuff, like, any cute guy we see, we have to ask them for that number.
Oh, that's gonna be easy.
What you mean?
I mean,
yeah. I've never done that before.
Oh, but you know, you're sort of attractive, so there's that.
You're attractive.
Yeah.
Coming from a heterosexual male.
Okay.
Not sort of. You're attractive.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't find many people
and
attractive.
So, and so I just don't see a lot of guys hesitating that much to give them your number.
Oh my gosh, should I practice like now?
Sure.
There's security coming by.
Oh,
just
no.
Letting you
where?
Know.
Where? Where?
He just...
Oh,
he's,
don't worry.
He's circling around.
White. Oh, act
don't
white.
Don't worry. We're just fogging up.
Act white?
Yes, act white.
He's backing up.
Good, keep it up.
And he's coming
oh,
this way.
Oh, he's not secure. That's Oakland police.
Okay, so then...
Yeah, don't
he's
don't
not
worry.
Making sure that everyone else is safe.
Oh,
he's making sure we're safe from
yeah,
Oakland.
Yeah, we're... that's actually was going to be another topic, but we'll talk about that later.
Spring
so
break
yeah,
in Oakland. Let's just combine the two.
Spring break in Oakland. Yeah, that's yeah.
Don't get shot.
I think it's something very primal, right? Like you leave your city and you go somewhere south and warm, you know, for a week. So maybe it's just, you know, just human beings are just
migratory birds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've never thought of leaving. I couldn't leave right
you
now.
You know, in literary characters, in the novel, for example, whenever a character goes south of wherever they are, wherever they're at.
Yes.
It symbolizes that the author wants them to go crazy and let loose, and it actually means like they're gonna get down to business.
Get down.
Get down to business in the.
Yes, in the biblical sense of the word.
What's the biblical sense of getting down to business?
Yeah,
you've never heard that?
Like, oh, guys, let's get down and pray.
Let's get down on our knees.
Get down on your bad self and pray.
Anyway.
What? Pray. Anyways.
So you guys are all going south, right? So that's symbolic.
No, I'm staying here.
30 you're staying south. Here. You're staying here.
I mean, I think it says a lot about me.
That you're staying
that I'm
here.
Not going south.
The 30
that
south.
You're staying
ladies.
In your college
ladies.
Town.
And Harry.
Matt's staying where he is, home alone. So
he's mingling.
Are we going to do some home alone? Are you going to scare away robbers with intricate traps? Because you're going to be home alone.
I scare away robbers every day.
I mingle and ready to single. Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, how disappointing that was.
Story of my life. Yes. That word, disappointing. If to sum up my life, it would be spring break.
Which one? Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every day
that's
is spring
good.
Break. It's a mentality. I wake up every morning and go, spring break! And then I go back to sleep.
So, when was the last time you guys watched Bambi?
I cried before.
Oh, a long time ago, but I wrote about it for my thesis.
I've never seen it.
It doesn't have a high enough score on IMDb, so I can't.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the idea of being Twitter-pated?
Twitter-pated?
No.
Yeah, it's like when...
Is that dangerous?
It's like when spring came... And all of the animals kind of fell in love with each other.
Oh.
Or they found their mate, and they all, like, they're in the flowers. Like, the skunk is smelling the flowers, and then the lady skunk, she comes out of the flowers, and, like, their nose touch, mm-hmm. and then they fall in love right away.
Yeah, with the flowers.
I don't know, do you guys ever feel like if you're walking down the street and you smell, like, pollen in the air, or you smell trees creating oxygen... And you just feel, oh, life is good. I need to find someone to love. I feel like this could be the impetus.
Spring first. Most people think about that in, like, the winter. Because it's cold and you want someone to, like, hug. You know?
Well, there's that. But I feel like there's a...
Just from the sheer warmth of it, you know?
Right. But I feel like there's a kind of, like, a chemical reaction in the spring. And I don't know if that's just me or if anyone else
feels... humans can mate at any time. We're not really...
No, I'm not allowed.
Seasoned...
I need to
certain
get
certain conditions, certain temperatures, and states of day.
Really?
Like what's the moon
like
at?
I'm no longer allowed to make love in northern Oklahoma.
During the year of the rabbit, it is forbidden to make love.
good. That was a good statement.
I am sexually exiled from both Dakotas and Southern Carolina.
Some parts of some parts of Alabama. Oh,
actually, in only certain cities.
I am actually literally outlawed from.
Why is that?
Because it's illegal. So no, actually no, not anymore. But
is this because
just to be gay?
Yeah.
I thought it was because you're a lawyer.
Oh, that's it.
Ayo, drop the mic. Oh, dear.
Oh, no, do not actually drop the mic.
That was a harder drop than I intended, but I wanted to get meta.
Good.
Call
good.
Attention to the medium.
Exactly.
Need I say?
Anyway.
Postmodern.
Postmodern.
Anyways.
I thought we were talking about spring break here. What do we...
Well,
I
that's... Mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't...
I mean, we got...
What are we talking about right now?
We didn't even talk about spring break at all.
I said I was spending the night on the beach...
And I said I had a bucket list.
Yeah, and I already had spring break. So what's about what about you?
I'm the embodiment of spring break. I am the wind, I am the tide, I am the eternal. I am ephemeral, I am the wind!
Enter the void.
Oh jeez, we've lost Matt. We've lost Matt.
But you're not doing anything spring break?
There's only one spring I want to break. Oh. Actually, no, I just thought of that right now. I don't mean that at all.
Wow.
I don't mean that at all. I am sorry.
When are we going to have that
podcast? I'm sorry, Harry. I am sorry.
This one's for Harry, if you haven't noticed already.
Free parking.
Yes.
You 2-hour limit.
See, this is what happens when you donate to the podcast. You get your name mentioned.
Thank Thanks, you, Dad.
Thank Let's you, read Harry. Off our list of donations. Harry.
And done.
And now a message from our sponsors.
Exactly. Exactly.
Chipotle. Hey.
Chipotle.
Harry. A.K.A.
Oh
Dad Incorporated.
Oh my god.
7-Up, quench the thirst.
That was the best you came up with? Dad yes. Incorporated?
Go, go, Daddy?
A subsidiary of Sun Enterprises.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Sorry, yikes. Me.
Ken? Yeah.
I don't know.
Ken?
Can we use this podcast?
I don't know if this counts.
Is any of this usable?
No!
I don't know.
We can talk about spring break.
Every time Matt is impassionate about something, like, the volumes are peaked.
Oh. This is too meta. We're gonna have to release it.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to release it.
Ah, and then we can always refer to this as our worst one.
No, this is not the worst one. I don't
well,
think so.
We can do much worse.
Oh, we can do much worse.
Much worse.
What's
indeed.
So? Okay, so what?
Woo, it's getting hot in here.
Real quick, how about we share what our worst and best spring break memories are?
Okay. Ooh.
You want to kick it off?
But we have
Anthony?
To keep it like PG, right?
Not
I
necessarily.
Mean, I'm not I mean, Harry is a grown
school.
Man.
What?
Yeah, my dad has seen things.
He's lived. He's lived a good life.
Let's see. Why do I have to start? It's not fair.
Well, I don't know. You're the first one to
I actually don't have any, like, really great memories.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, like
yeah.
I just said, most of
my
memories
my
were going out and helping people. So so there's that.
My best memories were from a happy childhood that I never had.
But spring break related.
It is.
Okay.
It always is.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, as a family, we'd go to... We'd go to Napa to some other relatives there, and we'd always eat good food. There'd be these baguettes where they're like shaped like leaves.
Mm. Ooh.
Just one?
Happy baguettes.
Intense.
No, they're like multiple leaves, and we get like 5 of them at a time.
Oh, wow. Just 5? That's pretty intense. Like, pick 5. Pick 6?
Just
so,
5?
So,
that's
it's like
pretty
a, so it's like a baguette,
intense.
But that has like little stems coming
yeah,
out
it's like
it?
Little,
that's so
and
cool.
Then, you, like, yeah.
You rip it off.
It's the best place.
That is awesome. What place is that? Maybe we can get free baguettes.
Bouchon?
Oh, Bouchon.
Wait.
Oh, I know the owner.
Bouchon.
Is that... Actually, I'm...
He's dead.
No, yeah, wait. I forget. That might be it.
Bouchon, okay. Maybe if this gets back to them, we'll get free baguettes.
Okay.
Sponsored by...
Yeah.
Bouchon.
Yes.
And
Harry's
Dad
favorite place.
Bouchon and Dad Incorporated.
The Harry podcast. Featuring not Harry, Harry Potter.
How about you, Michelle? How long are we at?
We're just at time, so.
Okay. I feel like
okay,
we're
bye.
Just...
No. Close this
we're
off.
We're vamping, Michelle. Can't
Hi,
you
I'm,
see we're vamping?
We're getting excited here.
Hey, we always end with a witty universal truth.
That's right. True, we do.
So, spring break.
Usually Anna.
Spring
Anna,
break.
Michelle, not Anna.
Spring
fixed.
I can't beat that.
You know, sometimes you must take a break from spring break.
Sometimes the break needs the spring and the spring needs a break.
I don't know if we can top that.
So, coming from Anthony's car in the parking lot of Safeway.
There are no beaches in Poland.
I'm Brian.
Anthony.
I am Beach.
I am Michelle.
And thanks for joining us. And we'll
goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a great spring break.
Careful winter.
Goodbye. Winter is coming.